Well, hello, beloved. Welcome to the Whole Life Podcast Show. This is also the Heart Journey Podcast Show. I am Dr. Barbara Jean Losove. I am here with you as a minister. I also happen to be a psychologist and a trauma expert. And I am going to talk to you today about anxiety. And I have some notes here because I want to make sure I hit all the points. But I want to start out with a story. So recently, I went to my brother's. He has a boat down in South Carolina. And we were able, it was a cloudy day, and we were able to get some prime real estate down at Sandy Island in this little cove that's down there. So cool. And as we went down there, we noticed there's an alligator there to the left side. And there was also a swing that people were swinging off a tree into the water and jumping into the cove. And I was like, I want to do that. And my brother said, maybe we should wait. There are all kids over there. Maybe we should wait and see if it can hold a grown up. And so I was watching, and some grown up boys or guys did go off of it. And so I swam over there. Yes, with the alligator in the water, I did that. And so I climbed up there, and I was so excited. The kids were doing it, the guys were doing it. And so, you know, you're up on top of this tree with all the roots exposed, and you're up, I guess, I don't know. The jump is like 20 feet. Okay, so I was thinking I would go up like everyone else is and then land down. So I'm getting on, and suddenly as I'm going over the water, I'm like, what's happening? Because I'm looking ahead thinking I'm going to go up, but instead I'm going down because I forgot to calculate upper body strength, y'all. And I did not have as much as I thought. So down I went into the deep sooner than I thought. And that leads us to our talk with anxiety, going in deeper and farther than what we thought we were going to go. All right, so we're going to talk about anxiety. Anxiety is not just a teenage issue or a child issue. It's not just for college students. It is everywhere. It is in the air. In fact, in a way, we could say it is the spirit of the air. It is in our workplaces, our homes, our churches. It's in our sleep at night. It keeps us up. And so you may think that anxiety is a medical or a psychological problem, but I want you to know that it is also a spiritual issue. In fact, Romans 8:6 says, "The mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace." And what I want you to know is that your heart with the anxiety is speaking from deep within you, saying, what if I'm not enough? What if I don't have enough? What if I'm too much? What if no one will really love me? What if no one will really respect me? So let's talk about, why is anxiety so widespread right now? What the Bible says about this deep ache within us, and how we can find revival in our own hearts and spread revival in regard to this issue of anxiety. I'm also going to share something special for the women who are listening. At the end, we're going to talk about the Heart Journey mentoring and community experience, where you can join me for a year of mentoring and healing your wounded heart and shedding your anxieties. All right, so let's start with the facts. The World Health Organization says anxiety disorders have increased by 25% since the pandemic. And when I say the pandemic, I think polypandemics, because we've had so many pandemics since the pandemic. The National Institute of Mental Health says that over 30% of adults will experience an anxiety disorder over the course of their life. And the Surgeon General calls loneliness and disconnection a public health crisis, with health risks equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Suicide rates have risen among youth and adults to epidemic numbers. And why? Why is this happening? Well, our world is literally shaking. Let's think about what we've lived through and what our children have been born into. 9/11. Now, public or world terrorism and world anxiety is the norm. The Great Recession, political polarization, mass shootings in schools and pretty much everywhere in society, social and racial tensions, COVID-19 and isolation, and now we have the AI-driven revolution reshaping work, identity, and the future into we don't know what. So we've experienced a collective trauma. Many of our children have been born into this collective trauma, and the institutions that used to hold us, family, church, government, healthcare, even media, they've all cracked. Public distrust in media is at an all-time high, or trust is at an all-time low. Trust in healthcare has declined significantly. So no wonder anxiety roars with such a loud roar. Curtis Chang, Dr. Curtis Chang writes, anxiety is the fear of loss and the attempt to control what we cannot control. It's Romans 6 lived out, as we said earlier. The mind set on the flesh is death, and the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Anxiety is the mind of the flesh, grasping, striving, controlling apart from God, and it leaves us empty. There's a Welsh word I just love because it's so identifiable. I identify with it tremendously. It's hirith. Hirith means a deep homesickness for a home. Listen to this. A deep homesickness for a home you've never fully known. A longing for something lost or not yet found. Ooh. A deep homesickness for a home you've never fully known, a longing for something lost or not yet found. And that ache you feel in your chest when life feels empty, that is hirith. Your soul is crying out for the home you were created for, which is God Himself. We are the vine, or He is the vine, we are the branches. There is no life outside of him. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says he has set eternity in the human heart. So we are longing for this home, and our anxiety is showing up in that longing. They are one and the same. You were made for home. You were made for belonging. You were made for respect. You were made for purpose. You were made for the Father. And no amount of control, success, or self-protection will quiet that longing. Saint Augustine said, and rightly so, our hearts are restless until they find rest in you, O Lord. So, when life is out of control, what do? Well, we tend to either reach for the Lord and home with the Lord. I don't mean going to heaven. I mean home within, our hearts returning home to Him. Or more typically, we reach for false supplies, things we believe will make us feel safe. The prodigal son reached for pleasure and independence, the older brother reached for performance and control. We reach for social media, relationships, political saviors, substances, even anxiety itself. Because worry tricks us, hear this, worry tricks us into thinking we're in control. But these false supplies collapse, they never satisfy, and they leave us more anxious than before. Remember 1 Kings 19? Elijah was burnt out, fearful, hiding in a cave. God sent a mighty wind, but he was not in the wind. Then he sent an earthquake, but he was not in the earthquake. Then a fire, but he was not in the fire. After the fire came a gentle whisper, and he was in the whisper. Today's winds are cancel culture and online rage. Today's earthquakes are breakdown in families, relationships, churches. Today's fires are political chaos, division, and fear. The Father is not in the noise. He is in the whisper. And he says, you are my beloved child. You belong to me. Come home. The way forward is not more strategies. It's not self-help. It's the heart journey home to the Father. You know, if we're honest, we think he's not enough, and yet he's more than enough. And we go here and there, and what does the scripture say? He dwells with the contrite, because the contrite is finally empty of themselves. And we say, God, I have nothing apart from you. I need you. You are my home. The heart journey looks like grieving where we've left from home, where we've left home, encountering Jesus in every wound, letting him meet the unmet needs, be our source, laying down anxiety at the cross. Anxiety is our invitation to surrender what we're holding on to. Receiving the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as your true supply. They are a complete family. Becoming like the Father. You see, and only in coming home can we become like the Father. And it is only in becoming like the Father that we can really help others to come home. I've walked this journey myself. I've stood under the waterfalls in Hawaii, laying down ashes of grief. I walked through the YPO Valley, the King's Path Trail, back to the double waterfalls, and sat under the double waterfalls of God's grace. But it was a level 10 hike. The path disappeared sometimes. It was scary. It was treacherous. And yet, there, under that double waterfall, I actually laid my earthly father's ashes to rest. I went there for my Father, and I received from my Heavenly Father a double waterfall of grace. I've also driven thousands of miles to find God's voice in my own pain. I recently went on a pilgrimage up to Prince Edward Island and back, leaving home to say, God, you're my home, like Abraham. And in every valley, and in every mile, the Father whispered, you're coming home to me. You see, he looks up with compassion while we're afar off, and he says, I'm with you every step. Like Mephibosheth, Saul's grandson, Mephibosheth, who was lame in both feet, we come crawling. And like Mephibosheth, the king says, you will always eat at my table. This message is for you, beloved. It's for the parents carrying anxiety, the pastor under pressure, the leader who feels like crumbling inside, the new convert who feels like it's too much, the man or the woman holding it all together, the teen that feels like the peer pressure is just too much. We hold it all together and we feel empty on the inside, but I'm here to tell you that your heareth is holy. It's a holy invitation pointing you home to the God who is more than enough. Anxiety, beloved, is not the enemy. It's the beacon. It's the signal. It's the invitation. Your soul is crying for home. You're starving like the prodigal son, longing to be fed. But where you're at and where you've been pursuing in these places where you have the heareth is not satisfying. We must admit we are not home as we think we should. Are. We are all prodigals. Running to the world to quiet our fears, running to people for our supply, work for our supply, money for our supply, substances for our supply. We are all the older brothers, striving, anxious, controlling, earning love. But anxiety does not have the final word. Be of good cheer. Jesus has overcome the world and the spirit of this air. Christ is the final word. Revival begins when you come home. It spreads when you become the father to others. You see, the scripture says, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Psalm 27:10. Wherever you've been forsaken, he is the mighty one, the all-breasty one, the El Shaddai. Your soul is sustained when we stop pointing to programs or this process or this and start coming home to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My soul is restless until it rests in you, O Lord, and so is yours. Come home, beloved. Before we close, I want to speak directly to the women listening. If you are longing for more, if you are craving deeper healing, deeper belonging, encounters with Jesus, in a process that will lead you home, encounter after encounter, a stronger sense of who you are in Christ, I have created something for you. Do you hear the Father calling you? Come home. It's called Heart Journey Mentoring and Community Experience. We have such a loving community, and together we go through the Heart Journey book and journal. I teach 1 week and then coach the next. So it's teaching, coaching. And it's a year-long mentoring journey where I walk with you personally. I pastor you through live teachings, group coaching, and a prayer community that will love you deeply. We'll tackle anxiety, unmet needs, traumas, which the Bible talks about as the broken heart in Isaiah 61. Boundaries, purpose, identity, all from the heart of Jesus. Women from all over the world have experienced transformation through this, and the next round begins this fall. You can sign up or learn more at drbarbaraministries.org/experience. Beloved, don't wait. The Father is calling you home. I truly, truly want to thank you for joining me on the Whole Life Podcast today, also known as the Heart Journey Podcast. If this podcast spoke to you, share it with someone who needs to hear the whisper of God's love. Until next time, remember this: God really is more than enough, and He is calling you. And He's right there. If you have received Him as your Savior, He's right there with you. You have a whole kingdom inside of you. And He is going to help you in the process of coming home. Maybe you have left Him and kind of gone off in your own way. Beloved, trace your steps back and do the last thing He told you to do. His car door is still open where you got out and started hitchhiking yourself. He's there for you. I love you, and I will see you on the next podcast. And make sure you're following me on social media at Dr. Barbara Ministries. You find me in most of the normal social media places, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. You are loved. You belong. Come home.